98.5 Star 98. Good morning. It's Steve and Laura. Hey, I wanted to ask you this because you believe in all that crap. But there was, I think.
Well, that's a great way to start Tuesday morning. Sure. Yeah, let's have a chat.
No, I saw a, oh no. Now, is it a falling star or a shooting star? I think it was a falling star because it fell out of the sky as I was driving in close to Terry's. Is it Terry's? On the corner, right off of Main Street in Green Bay, outside of Green Bay, kind of by the Redwood
Who's
Inn.
Terry.
Terry's.
Is it someone I know?
No, it's a bar. That's the landmarks that people around here decide to use whenever they're trying to describe where things happened. So that you know,
the
good landmarks,
bars, yeah.
Name
okay.
the bar. But you know where the Redwood Inn is. The Redwood Inn on 29.
Okay, yes, yeah, I okay. do know where that
so
is.
So right prior to that, there's another intersection, which I don't know why there's two stop signs within like a block of each other. Doesn't matter. Uh-huh. The point is that as I was approaching Terry's, the intersection on GV, the GV the Bellevue exit intersection, that's when I saw the thing.
Oh, my God. Was this a dream or did this happen?
No, it happened this morning. And I saw it coming over my vehicle. And I think, so it came like over my vehicle and then like I didn't see it land or anything. So it's either a UFO, but I'm pretty sure it's a falling star. So does that mean give me good luck or something? Or how does that work? You're the astrologist of the two of us.
Well, that's what I was confused when you said you believe in all this stuff.
I don't.
I'm like,
you
are
believe
we talking it. About zodiac signs or are we talking about science?
No,
because
whatever.
I feel like shooting stars have nothing to do with, you know, zodiac and tarot cards and things like that. But what you're talking about, I think, is just atmosphere,
well,
right?
Well, fine. But
science.
How come you're not excited
why
about it?
Why would I not believe in that? And why would you not believe in it?
I'm fine. I thought maybe it meant something. But I saw it coming over.
Like it was a sign from above?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. I thought maybe you would know the read. Like, if you see it, do you have good luck for the day? Or do you wish upon the star? Or I don't know, man. That's why I'm asking you.
It means you're actually cursed.
You know, it
means
doesn't.
Bad things. No, I have no
you
idea.
Jerk.
I don't know. It means you should be nicer to your co-host.
Oh,
is what
it means? Okay, yeah, well.
I'm sending stars your way.
All right, well, I guess it doesn't mean anything. I mean, in the meantime, before we talk about this again, I'm going to look it up. What is I mean,
I don't know. I think I don't really believe in coincidences either, so it might mean something. So
yeah.
If anybody knows, 920-393-1985, that is the Star 98 studio line. It is also the Star 98 text line. I don't know that I've ever had one almost hit me.
Well,
that might be a problem.
Yeah, no, but it didn't hit me. It went like right over my vehicle, though, and maybe landed, I don't know, a mile away. But what if somebody saw the same one I did? Then we're like destined
to be friends. Well, I'm sure if anybody was out,
that
they probably would.
Yeah.
But at that time,
it was early.
Nobody in our right minds are out. Like any of us that are up this early, right? Driving around, you're like, no, man, I wish I was sleeping.
Anyway, I saw a falling star or a shooting star or whatever, and it was pretty cool. And I thought, maybe, I don't know, I got excited about it. Maybe there's nothing to be excited about. But I got excited about it because I thought it was pretty cool.
Well, anyway. You know what?
Thanks
Even
for ruining the whole
thing. It doesn't mean
moment.
Anything. It means something to you, and that's all that matters.
98.5 Star 98. Waking up with Steve and Laura.